Did you get all that? It's in the bulletin if you didn't get those dates. But speaking of calendars and schedules and dates, this Feast of Epiphany, it always reminds me of a moment from my past just 6 years ago when on this feast, I was with my classmates in Rome. We were there as transitional deacons while we were studying in seminary, and it was such a beautiful day and a memorable day for a few occasions. First being, we were in St. Peter's Basilica, the kind of the mother church of the entire universe, and Pope Francis was presiding at Mass that day, and we were happy to be there as transitional deacons. And actually, I was chosen among just a few other of my brothers to climb up the steep steps into the area where only the Pope celebrates Mass at the papal altar. I was blessed to be able to go up those steps with Pope Francis just to my right and then receive the precious blood and the precious body from the altar and then bring it to some of the cardinals who were celebrating the Mass. So that's got to be like one of the highlights of my life. It's the first and last time I'll ever go up those steps. I don't think I'll ever be at the top of that altar again with the Holy Father just to my right. So it was a memorable day for me for that. And then later that afternoon, another memorable event, this one not as pleasant. It was the Feast of Epiphany, and a few of my classmates and I, we had decided after the feast, we're going to get out of town. We had reserved a rental car online probably a month ahead of time, and we were going to spend the weekend going to some other cities throughout Italy. And our first stop was Naples. So we went to the rental car office where we had made our reservation. We get there right on the appointed time. We have all our bags ready. And the office is closed. We made a reservation. What do you mean the office is closed? So we don't speak much Italian, so we're trying to get someone's attention and pointing and showing them our reservation. Oh, impossibile. Impossible. It's Epiphany. Everything closes on Epiphany. Actually, this celebration in Italy rivals Christmas. You're not going to find rental car offices open and post offices. It's a state holiday. Little did we know. So we had made this reservation. Impossible. It's not possible for you to get your rental car that you reserved. So I kind of sympathize with the Magi on this day, this Feast of Epiphany. We had to go to Naples by another way. One that was unexpected. And one that was inconvenient. That's a word that I would probably label that whole experience, inconvenient. And I think it's one actually that can speak to our feast too. The baby Jesus is born in Bethlehem. And if any of you have ever had a child, children, when they come into the world, they can be an inconvenience. They can change our plans completely. We look at them. Oh, look at you, little inconvenience, coochie coochie coo. Of course, we'd never say that, but yeah, there's something to be said about it. Children change everything. And so here you have this infant king who comes into the world, and he's cute, of course. He's lovely. He's precious, just like all of your children. He's a gift to the world, just like your children. But there's something about him, too, that's an inconvenience. It's an inconvenience to Herod, who's sitting on his throne in Jerusalem. It's an inconvenience to all of Jerusalem. It's an inconvenience to the world that things would have to change, that the paths we were set upon had to be changed. And I really think this is something to be discovered in this Feast of Epiphany, that our Lord Jesus, when he comes in power and love and truth. He comes to save us. But that saving of us, sometimes it inconveniences us. It changes my paths. It changes my plans, the things that I was headed down upon. Even, I think in her wisdom, the church announces all of the feast days of the year, just like I did on this day, because it's a scheduling matter. Okay, Jesus is here. We've just celebrated Christmas. The baby has come. And now we have to celebrate all these other things. Ash Wednesday, Easter, Pentecost, the body and blood of Jesus, Advent next year. Already we're thinking about it because we schedule things that are important and we let them inconvenience the plans that we had already made. Now, I think this is something really truly for every Christian, that when Jesus comes, we evaluate everything else that we've held important, our priorities, and we let Jesus inconvenience us. We let him come into the midst of those things. And if there's paths that we had been upon that no longer serve this new child, this new Savior who's come, then we have to change our paths. We have to get to Naples by another way. We have to be like the Magi who had to change their plans in their return home. This is really the great invitation that the Lord invites us to, that we would evaluate, that we would prioritize only those things that are most important. You've probably heard of this analogy before, that our lives are like this big container. And we only have so much time, and we only have so much space in this container. Nobody out here gets more than 24 hours a day, and nobody gets more than 365 days a year, unless it's a leap year. We all get the same amount of time. Our containers are the same size. But we have to prioritize what goes in them. What fills my time? What fills my days? And these days, brothers and sisters, there's more and more competing things. And so what goes in first? Priorities. Those bigger rocks, they have to go into the container first. Those non-negotiables, the feasts that I just announced, our faith, our family, our jobs, those things that we cannot live without, they have to go in first. And then, okay, now there's some more room. Then we pour in the pebbles, the gravel, and that fills in and that sifts down and it fills more of our time. Then we put in the sand. Okay, we have a little bit more room. What can we fill in? We fill it in with sand. And then lastly, we can pour in the water and to fill it to the brim. It has to go in that order. If we put in the pebbles and then the water and then the sand and then we try to fit in the bigger rocks, the things that we've set our priorities, they don't fit. The water spills out. It's a mess. If I don't put in the biggest things first, if I don't make a priority of those things that are most important first, they're not going to fit in. I've tasted this personally probably about 20 years ago. I made the decision, okay, I'm a college student. I'm going to pray every day. It's just going to happen. I made that commitment. Did I pray every day after that? Well, for the most part. There were days where I prayed less. There were days that I prayed more. But after I put myself to it week after week, month after month, year after year, I had greater success. I had made it a priority. It went in first. Actually, the days that I find it hardest to pray are the days when I'm busiest, certainly, but actually the days when I'm not so busy, because I think, I've got all the time in the world. I'll pray later. I'll do this first. I'll do that first. I put in the sand. I put in the gravel. I put in the water. I didn't pray today. I didn't make it a commitment. I just let the day get away from me. Then later, probably 16 years ago, I made the decision. I'm going to attend Mass every day. I made that decision about 16 years ago, before I was a priest, before I was a seminarian. Did I start going to Mass every day? Well, for the most part. I started somewhere. I put my effort to it. I made the commitment. And then I worked upon it. And then week after week, month after month, year after year, it became just part of who I was. It was one of those rocks that was a non-negotiable. It went in first. And this is what the Lord invites us to, especially in this celebration of the Epiphany in which we receive Him. We have to make room for Him. We have to make time for Him. And this is an invitation for each of us. I actually want to highlight and affirm our families. I mentioned before, it's harder than ever to be a parent or a child in our world because the amount of competing things for our time, for our attention. And so we always have to make that effort. And I see families that do that beautifully. They make sacrifices for what's most important. And guess what? Those sacrifices bless them. They make sacrifices to say, we won't negotiate on family time. We won't negotiate on Mass time. We won't negotiate on work and school and these things that we find are most important. Those are non-negotiables for us. And I see families blessed by those decisions. Because if we try to fit in all the other stuff first, and there's a lot of it, youth sports, entertainments, vacations and cabin time and all these things that compete for our time and attention. If we put those things in first and then Mass becomes optional or prayer becomes optional or family time becomes optional, then suddenly I've excluded those important things from my life. St. John Paul II, he has this beautiful invitation for us. It's a quote that's hit me so deeply. He says, the greatest tragedy, the biggest source of unhappiness in the world is the illusion of finding happiness by excluding God. The biggest source of tragedy in our world is the illusion that we'll find life, we'll find fulfillment, we'll find happiness by excluding God. We'll only be happy by including God, by making Him that non-negotiable in my life. And so I want to thank our families and encourage our families. Let's keep stepping forward in faith. Let's keep making those decisions year after year that bring us the things that we desire the most. Let's be like the Magi today. Let's be like the Holy Family today and go home another way, to go home different and changed. Even Mary and Joseph, they had to go home a different route. It would be like going from here to Duluth by way of Bismarck. That's what Mary and Joseph had to do. They stayed in Egypt for a few years because Herod was killing all the babies in that area, and they said, we got to get out of town. And families have to make hard sacrifices just like that. They have to make decisions. We won't go down that path anymore. We're only going to go down that path that brings life. And so step with me today in faith as we celebrate this great feast of our Lord's revelation. Let's welcome Him, the one who's worthy of worship, the one who's worthy of adoration and sacrifice. Let's welcome the newborn King.